visiting with Jimmy Morgan of the Department of Public Safety. I want to move on to one of the little news nuggets, and that involves the speed limit going up on Highway 6.
Yes. Actually, I got something from TxDOT today, and we've had a meeting with them, but today's release was basically letting us know that they were going ahead and installing the 75-mile-hour speed signs north of Calvert. Calvert, that is. you're going to get me to talk in here to Falls County. What I've seen, I'm going to go over this list here pretty quick, but what I've seen so far, Bill, on this increase of 75, it's a lot of highway that's been divided, where you have grass median, what separates the two highways, and that's where I've seen the increase of these speed limits go up. And let me go to this list here that I have, and I'm sure this may not be the final list. It's the list they've come up with so far. We'll see how things go if this changes. But in Brazos County, the 75-mile speed zones will go from State Highway 21 from the Brazos River to Bryan West City limits. And then U.S. 190 and State Highway 6 from Robinson County line to Grimes County line. And then they have State Highway 47 from State Highway 21 to FM 60 on 47. Burleson County, they have State Highway 21 from the Lee County line to the Brazos River, excluding Caldwell and Cook's Point. So basically, when you go here to the west, other than Caldwell and Cook's Point, it's going to be 75 miles an hour once you leave the city limits of Bryan. In Robinson County, just like I advised earlier, State Highway 6 from Falls County line to Calvert North City limits, and they're putting them signs up today. In Grimes County, we have State Highway 6 from the Brazos County line to the Waller County line. And in Washington County, we have U.S. 290 from the Fayette County line to the Waller County line, excluding Brenham and Chapel Hill. And that area there, especially not only the city, but there's some construction zones still going on as we speak on that. So,
and the key there is, don't go 75 until you see the signs.
That's correct. When the signs get posted, then you can do the 75. So don't just write this stuff down and start doing it. If you don't see the sign, do whatever the posted sign is on the highway.
Was there any indication how long it's going to take to get all the signs?
I have no idea. They didn't let us know. I guess every time they have a day where they're out there doing that, they're going to send us an email letting us know what day and what highway they're going to be putting these things up. I would say probably by the end of the year, if I was guessing right now.
And even though that's how fast you can go, we go back to Thanksgiving on I-10 in Beaumont, the conditions may not warrant you going that fast.
Again, where the weather gets bad like that, whether it be rain, ice, or fog like we had the other day, you're going to have to slow down. You're required by law to do a safe speed. And when you fail to do so and you're involved in wreck, then you can be cited for that. Absolutely.